Welcome back to Take It Off. This is Julie, and I'm here with Jess.
Hi, guys.
And today we're going to talk about intuition. When we hit the stop record button after our last episode, I just had this gut feeling telling me that we should talk about intuition. You might say it was my intuition telling me we should talk about intuition. And so I mentioned it to Jess and she got on board. And as we were planning for this episode, we realized that we were really coming at it from two different angles. And if there's a spectrum of intuition, Jess is on one side, I'm on the other side. We'll let you guess where we are on that spectrum. But we thought we'd still go for it and just share what we were thinking about intuition, how it has shown up in our lives, and make this perhaps a little more unscripted than we've been in the past, but just see where it takes us.
I love that.
Yeah. So here we are.
Here we are.
And I think the best way to start is just to ask you, and I'll start by asking you, Jess, what does intuition mean to you?
So, okay, yeah, I've been putting a lot of thought into this, and I think I love how you describe intuition as a spectrum, because it really can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I think at the like most basic level, to me, intuition is just having like a deep inner knowing about something without using any external tools to come to that conclusion. It's almost like a whisper from the universe.
Yeah.
It's neutral. Mm-hmm. It's not frantic, even if what it's conveying is, you know, a bigger topic.
Yeah.
It comes across as sort of just calm. Mm-hmm. If you juxtapose intuition with like fear, for example, fear drives a lot of our decision making. And I think that fear usually pops into your mind in a, you know, sort of frantic, tumultuous way. But intuition is something that sort of just gently guides us. When we're tuned into it, it just gently guides where we're supposed to go next and what we're supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you? Do you have anything to add?
Well, yeah. And I like that you said it's calming and it's a gentle push in one direction. I might describe it as a nudge, a gentle nudge, right? To move in a certain direction. And for me, because I feel like my life is sometimes a little chaotic, busy, even though I hate that word busy, full, we'll say, for me, my intuition is strongest when I pause and look inside, because so often we're reacting to external forces. And for me, intuition is being intentional, which is a core value of mine, and it's finding the moments in my day just to pause and get quiet and listen for it.
So would you say that your intuition plays like has a big role in your life? And like, how does it show up in your life regularly?
I have to be intentional about listening to my intuition. A lot of times that happens in the mornings. So I think I've probably shared I'm an early bird. I'm up at 5 a.m. That's one thing I think we do have in common is that we're both early birds. So in the morning, if I get up, I have my cup of coffee and I get my workout in. I've learned that my 41-year-old body needs to stretch before and after my workout. And I really use that stretch time to meditate in the best way that I can, because I am not a sit for 20 minutes with my thoughts type of person. But I find that if I'm stretching and moving my body and I put a meditation on to do that, that's when I can get quiet. That's when I can really notice like how my body feels, what's going on inside of it. And I love doing meditations that ask me to set an intention for the day. And that is when I can really look inside and say, what is it that I need today? What do I need to guide my day with? So for example, today I just got back from a lovely vacation, but I was away for 6 days. And if anybody knows, when you come back after you've been away for a long time, there's a lot to do, right? Mm-hmm. And so this morning, what I listened to, what my body told me it needed, was grace. And so as I go through this day, that's my gentle nudge to say, the to-do list will be there on Monday. Nobody wants to hear from me on a Friday anyway. Let me just give myself some grace and trust that inner knowing that that's what I need today. And then I love to, when I'm exercising and listening to this meditation, the other question that I love to ask is, what will my day look like if I show up like that, if I live into that intention that I've set for myself? And that visualization really helps me course correct throughout the day, because if I'm not feeling that, if I'm not seeing that vision that I had for myself in the morning, then I know I need to pause, come back to it, and then go about my day. Does that make sense?
It does. I love that. And I love the, I love the just intentional, like, tuning into your body and just knowing, like, what it is that you're feeling. Is that something that happens, like, naturally? Or do you, like, how do you remember to tune into your body throughout the day?
Yeah. And I think this is probably where we differ, because if I had to guess, it probably comes a little more naturally for you. And I'm excited to hear what you say when I ask you, how does it show up for you? Mm-hmm. For me, I have to be intentional about it, because what will happen to me is I'll just start, like, going about my business, and then I'll start to feel like something is off, right? Like that pit in your stomach, that, you know, gut feeling that something is off, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have to tell myself, Julie, stop. Mm-hmm. And remember your intention for the day, and then I can go forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not natural. I don't think it's natural for me all the time. It's probably more, I have to be more intentional about it. But is it more natural for you, do you think? Like, how it shows up?
That's a good question. And actually, I myself am a spectrum where I'm either really living into my intuition where, you know, I do have like a really deep connection with my intuition. It's almost like hypersensitive.
Yeah.
Or I tune it out completely. I have a really bad habit of becoming like a workhorse, like I'm just obsessed with my work. And I think when I'm growing something, it's easy for me to just get lost in that and get distracted. And, you know, in those moments, it's really not, it's not something that just like happens naturally for me. I almost have like a toolkit of like the things that keep me balanced. And a big part of that balance is just like staying connected with my intuition and knowing that, you know, my life is, I'm living my best life when I'm living it completely intuitively led. So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I have always loved seeing your meal planning board in your kitchen, because I know there are times when you are an excellent meal planner and, you know, I know what you're having on Wednesday night and it usually sounds delicious.
And can I just stop you for a second? Just full disclosure, if you looked at my meal planning chalkboard today, it's blank, but on a good week, yes, I do love a good meal plan.
You love a good meal plan. Yeah, and it's always so inspiring to me, because I feel like, you know, I should be able to put a meal plan on my refrigerator and follow the meal plan. Or I should be able to, like, put a checklist in front of myself and say, you know, these are the things that I want to accomplish today, and these are the things that I am going to accomplish this week, and, you know, I'm not ending my week until I, like, finish this checklist, right?
Yes.
And I think there have been times in my past where I've really beat myself up over the fact that that I don't do those things.
Like,
I'm not structured. Mm-hmm. It's just who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think that when I finally have just accepted the fact that I do live life more intuitively, it's given me a little bit more confidence and grace with myself. So, like, instead of meal planning, I might, you know, write down, we have the ingredients for like these different types of meals, and I'll give myself a variety of options, and then I'll pick one from the variety. Or you know, I'll have a couple of intentions for the day or a couple of things that I want to focus on the next day. And then I wake up and I see how I feel. Mm. And then I focus on the thing that just feels right for the day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in a more structured work environment, that might not be, that might not really be a fit.
Yeah.
But I know that I'm living, like, in my optimal state when I can just sort of, like, pick and choose the things that I do each day based on what really feels right in my body.
Yeah. Well, so I wish I did more of that because I love a good to-do list. I love a good to-do list. I love making a list, checking things off the list. But sometimes I feel like what's on the list is not going to be the most meaningful and valuable to me or my business or my family, right? But it's easy, and so I'll check it off, right? I'll put it on the list, and I'll check it off. But I love what you said, because I think if I, you know, sometimes I, like, make a list the night before just so I can sleep, right, of here's the things I want to do tomorrow. But I think what I want to add is what you just said. So when I wake up in the morning, I've got my list, but maybe I should, before I just, like, jump right into it, I should just, like, pause and say, how am I feeling today? Like, what is the energy that I'm bringing into this day? And how can I best leverage that to get things done? And it might not be the things that are on my list, but why not? I shouldn't fight against it, right? You know what I mean? Like, I should trust my intuition and I should go with what my body is feeling. So I'm going to try that.
Yeah, it's almost like you just, like, tap into, when you tap into your intuition, you can follow your inspiration more, and whatever work you're, you know, tackling that day is just more, I don't know. I think you maybe get a different result.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, I think that it's important for me to work in a little more structure.
Because,
like, for example, this morning I was working on a branding package, and I love nothing more than, you know, coming up with branding ideas, and I can really get into the weeds of it.
Yes.
And I was, yeah, I got all consumed. It's what felt right for me, but I had other things that I need to accomplish.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, I was supposed to be meeting you to record this podcast, but I had just lost track of time completely.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think, like all things in life, having a balance is important.
Yeah.
And, you know, where I'm the yin to your yang, or, you know, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum. It's so good that we can sort of find that middle ground.
Yeah.
And, I don't know.
Yeah.
Help each other. Just find balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've talked about the spectrum a couple of times already. So to me, the spectrum, the intuition spectrum, if that's even a thing, we just made it a thing. So this intuition spectrum, I would say, like, on one side is where you live most of the time, right? Where it's going with your energy, like how you're feeling, trusting your intuition, right? And then I think on the other side of the spectrum, it's more external influences. And if I'm being honest, it's where I live most of the time. So it's, you know, my boss in the corporate world telling me, these are your goals, this is what's important. When maybe I'm feeling like, I should say something, like, I don't know if that's the most important thing. So it's, you know, my boss giving me goals, or it's, you know, just falling into the comparison trap and seeing what everybody around me is doing and thinking that I've got to do that, even though, again, I've got this, like, pit in my stomach telling me to do something else. Is that how you see the spectrum? And did I make a fair, assumption of where we live on that spectrum?
Okay. Yeah. So the only thing that I would add is, that I think on the side opposite of intuition is, you know, that there are data and numbers. And I think that a lot of people really rely heavily on, you know, what the numbers say to support their, you know, to support their decisions and, and choices. And, again, I think it's important to find balance, because there are a lot of times where I can discern something, going back to our working genius conversation.
Yeah.
but I don't have the research or the data to back it up. It's just that I have this, like, deep inner knowing that this is the right way. And if I'm just meeting you, you're like, who is she to, you know, who is she to, like, tell me that this is the right thing? So it's important to have all of us, you know, we all have to have a seat at the table. But yeah, I think that that's fair to say that that makes up the spectrum.
Yeah. Okay. So if you had to give an example of how your intuition has shown up in your life or a time when you trusted it, what comes to mind?
Man, so I was thinking about this week. I kept trying to come up with like bigger examples, more meaningful examples. Yeah. And I think what it comes down to is that intuition is, it's the small nudges that help you work towards something bigger. Mm-hmm. So for me, I guess one example, if it's okay to get a little bit morbid here.
Go for it.
Okay. We'll go there.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. So, you know, we had a family dog that we had for many years, mm-hmm. and he was just the best dog that our family could have had for the chapter of life we were in. And it's true, he was aging, but he was just, he still was acting like a puppy. Like, we had him at the vet one day, and, you know, he popped out of the SUV, and the vet's like, wow, I can't believe that this guy is, you know, he's not so much younger.
Yeah.
But I just had this, like, deep inner knowing that our days with him were very limited. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he's older, so the days will end eventually. But it did happen very, very quickly, very soon after.
Yeah.
And one of the benefits is that we did start to just spend time with him a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, the kids were able to, through some sort of, like, interventions, right? Like, I was able to kind of make sure that the kids had the time with him to make those memories with him so mm-hmm. that they would have really tangible memories. But then, you know, after that, after our Gussie passed away, mm-hmm. I tried really hard to be somebody that doesn't need to get another dog right away. I really, you know, I just felt like I was not listening to my intuition.
Yeah.
Right? And I was mm-hmm. like, you know, I need time to grieve. And what will people think if I'm just like replacing him right away with another dog?
Yeah.
And, I quickly found out that I need a pet in my life. And so I casually started browsing and immediately felt connected to this litter of puppies that had just been born. Mm-hmm. And I had all of the hurdles. Like, my husband really was anti getting another dog anytime mm-hmm. soon. And our lives are chaotic. And we do a lot of, you know, we have travel sports that take up 5 days a week. And we have a 3-year-old. And, you know, life is just busy. And mm-hmm. how do we fit another dog into that? So we finally got to the point that we were going to get a dog. We vetted all of these dogs, and I just kept coming back to this one litter. Mm-hmm. And so finally, we went and visited this litter. We only visited two, and it was immediately a fit.
Yeah.
And the puppy that we came home with, like, while I was bracing myself for sleepless nights and accidents all over the house, and how do we fit training in, he's like the perfect gentleman. Like, he, you know, we got him at 8 weeks old or something, and he's never gone to the bathroom in his cage overnight. He has never once barked being in his cage. Like, he's just like this little miracle dog. And so I think that there, you know, my intuition spoke to me in that example, just like, I just felt really, really connected to this dog. And sometimes I like to think that Gussie led me there. I don't know, but
Why not?
But I feel like that's a time, like, just a really, like, real life situation where listening to my intuition led me to this perfect little pickles.
Well, and I see, you know, the pictures of him at, you know, the soccer games, and it just, he just fits right in, right? So I totally get what you're saying.
So what's an example of how intuition has shown up in your life? Do you have any examples of, like, you know, how it's led you in one direction or another?
Yeah. I wish it involved a dog, but it doesn't.
You have an amazing dog.
Yes. And I will say, our dog, I could only have hoped it would be as well-behaved as Gus was most of the time, right? But yeah, for me, I go back to my corporate experience, mm-hmm. right? And I would probably use hiring. And so hiring is, I think, equal parts art and science, right? Clearly, you need someone who possesses the skills that are required for the job that you're hiring for, right? Like, that's the, like you were saying, like, the data, the science, the math, right? But then you also need someone who fits your culture. And just like we've talked about in previous episodes, you know, your culture is your values and your vision. Just like you have those for yourself, you should have those for your business, right? And you can ask questions around that, and that'll help you discern, you know, if this person is the right cultural fit. Sometimes though, and I've hired a lot of people in my career, you just have this feeling. And, you know, if you've ever hired someone, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And I can tell you that the times that I went against it, it was the wrong decision. Mm-hmm. So I could have had, you know, all the facts to say like, yes, this person is the right skill match, talent match, but just this gut feeling, you know, something they said, so one way that we interacted, you know, it just didn't sit right.
Like the eye contact they didn't make with you, or like, yeah, just like the body language. And
yeah. Or like I said, something they said. And so, I'm not giving hiring advice because you should absolutely, you know, consult a human resource professional for that. But what I will say is that, you know, just like when you meet somebody for the first time, whether you're making a hiring decision or not, you just know. Mm-hmm. and that's where it's shown up for me. And like I said, I can tell you every time I've gone against it, I've regretted it.
So I hear you say you just know.
Yeah.
That's like, it is, it's so hard to like quantify like what it sounds like, but how else would you say that you recognize like how intuition feels in your body? When do you know that like it's speaking to you?
Yeah. I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I think that, just to go back to that hiring example, so I had a feeling with someone that I shouldn't, you know, move forward. And I did, and it ended up not working out, right? I can't describe the feeling, Jess, but I can tell you I had the same experience with somebody else. And that time I spoke up and said something. And that, I know for me, was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, like, how do you describe that? Except to say that I think if you're paying attention and, you know, sitting in the quiet, you're going to get that feeling, right? And if you, for me, intentionally make time to do that more often, you're going to welcome that feeling in again. And I think the more it happens, even though I can't describe it, which I wish I could, you just know.
Yeah. It's like a gut feeling.
Yeah.
It's,
how do you know? Like, what does it feel like to you?
To me, it's that first immediate thing that pops into your head. And I think it's having the openness to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it also usually shows up, not just for me, I actually think that it's like this for most people. Like,
yeah.
It shows up in your body somewhere. So if we say like it's a gut feeling, and if mm-hmm. you say it's, you just know, it's just a feeling, like I would challenge you next time to think about like, where do you feel it in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people, it is like a gut feeling.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised to feel it can show up, you know, say maybe it's always showing up in your chest or, you know, and so I think that when you can make those connections, it's easier sometimes to know, like, this is my intuition speaking to
me. Can I stop you for a second? Yeah. So I think that I'm going to take what you said and I am going to try to apply that, because I find like what happens for me is I know I've got this feeling and I don't always take the time to think about it. I might even ignore it. Mm-hmm. And then it's almost like it starts to build and build and build. Mm-hmm. And then like it becomes like almost toxic, or like mm-hmm. it's working against me. Mm-hmm. And then I can tell you, I can feel it, and it's all in my like shoulders mm-hmm. up, right?
It's hard to like unravel it when you get it to that point.
Right. So I wish I could, and maybe it's what I have to do, what you're telling me to do, which is to really, like, where is this showing up in my body subtly and recognizing that before it gets to be like a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another just like side note that I'll share with you, feeling, I guess going with like the fact that you just have this like deep inner knowing and maybe you don't always know the why. I got my first tattoo in, you know, sometime in this past year. And I knew what I wanted. I got a cluster of stars, and I knew exactly where I wanted it. I didn't know why. I knew it was tied to like my yoga practice, and but so I had this like, I literally felt the spot on my body where it needed to go, and so that's where I put it. And then the first time I was doing yoga after I got my tattoo, I was, you know, sitting cross-legged at the end, setting my like intentions, and I had my hands at heart center, and the spot where I got it is exactly where my left wrist touches my heart.
Really?
At that point. Yeah. And it was just like, it was just almost like electrifying the first time that I, because you know, you're in a yoga class, you're already very open to your intuition at that point. And so, yeah, it was just like this instantaneous, like, oh,
yeah,
that's why I needed to get it there.
Yeah.
But no, I think there's other ways it can show up. I think for some people, they'll actually like hear their intuition speaking inside of their head. I've had that happen once to me, but no, you know, it hasn't happened, but I have a friend who that happens to all the time.
Yeah.
So it can be a voice in your head. I think you can almost like look for signs. Your intuition shows up as like signs or like whispers from the universe, signs from the universe. Whatever you want to call it. Some people might call it God. Some people might call it just themselves coming from deep within them. And some people might say that it makes no sense at all, and it's not true. But some of those, some of the ways that like that might show up, it might be angel numbers. I know you've talked a couple of times about a specific number that shows up for you. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was so excited when I realized what I was seeing is, I think, angel numbers or some form of it, right? Because it was like my first endeavor into the woo. But I see these numbers on my clock, on my, you know, ETA, on my GPS in my car. I just see these numbers all the time. And the numbers are 839, which also happens to be the area code of my childhood home, which is so random. And so, of course, you know, as I was researching, you know, I came across these angel numbers, which typically show up as like repeating numbers, right? Like 111, 222. Well, I'm just convinced that mine are 839, right? And because I'm telling you, like, more often than not, I can't get through a day without looking at something that says 839, right? And so in my research, I looked it up. Eight, and you can like fact check me on this, but eight stands for like letting go. Three is like being clear, and nine is all about leveling up or growing. Now, I don't know if those numbers have significance, but for me, what I do know is when I see those numbers, it's like you said, it's a sign. It's a whisper from the universe that I need to pause. I need to bring that intention into my day. And maybe it's just remembering like what I set in my meditation earlier in the day. Or it's just like, stop, Julie, and like look around. What is happening? Do I need to pivot or do something differently? Or should I just, you know, continue on my day? But yeah, that's my angel number experience.
I love that. And it's it is like, I feel like we talk about these things sometimes, like, oh my gosh, I know it's like crazy and woo, because, you know, it is. But it's also just what it means to you, right? It's just, it is a sign that says, stop. Tune in and see what like your body's trying to tell you. I have the another one, another way that I think that I get these like whispers from the universe is through like animals in nature. And I have several examples, but one I'll share with you is several years ago, I was in the process of opening a business. I opened a indoor play space with my mom, and right after we announced that we were going to be opening, we, you know, we all faced a very crazy turn of events when the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And so we had this point where we had to make a decision. Do we move forward knowing that there's a lot of unknown about what's going to happen, and we're opening a business that's like operating in the physical world, and it's for kids, and there's just, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So like, but we had to make the decision.
Yeah.
And so I remember like having our dining room set up for school for our kindergartner and our, you know, 4-year-old. And looking out back, there was a fox, this beautiful red fox. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, like, one of our little mascots at the business, we had a fox and a hedgehog.
Yeah.
And so this fox kept just, like, showing up for probably, like, 3 or 4 days in a row. Mm-hmm. And it would just, like, frolic in the backyard. I had never seen a fox in my backyard before that. It would sunbathe back like in the woods behind my house in this like perfect little opening where the sun would like
catch
its like redness. And I was, you know, looking up what the fox means, and it's a symbol of fearlessness. And so when I would see the fox, I would just take a minute to really like tune in. It would be like, okay, like let's see what's happening right now. I know this has to do with like opening the business. Like, what's my intuition telling me right now? Mm-hmm. And you know, we move forward, and we both felt that you know, we would, that this business would be more meaningful to the community, especially post pandemic. And it, you know, was not without fear.
Yeah,
but. Yeah, it was just, I've never seen a fox in my yard since then.
Yeah.
Maybe like once in the middle of the night, but like.
And you get a lot of wildlife in your backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild. Well, wild.
But unintended.
Yeah, yeah, unintended. So I think intuition also shows up in our lives, you know, in a couple of other ways. Like, have you ever gotten into the car and a song with a message, you know, started playing? Mm-hmm. Or maybe you hopped into like an Uber and you overhear the Uber driver talking on the phone, and they're saying like the exact message to somebody else that you needed to hear.
Oh,
or, you know,
mm-hmm.
seeing like repeated signs, you know, that have meaning to you, a feather, a specific type of bird, you know, it's seeing symbols over and over again.
Yeah.
Your dreams mm-hmm. can have really clear messages. So I think when you tune in, or maybe keep like a dream journal next to your bed, or like an emotional response or a body response. Like, I know we've talked about it being a gut feeling.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe there's a time where, you know, something happens and you're overcome with some sort of emotion that feels unusual to you. Mm-hmm. That's just another sign that you should really tune in, like, and figure out, like, what's going on? What is my body trying to tell me?
Yeah. All right, so the fox, you know, encourages you to open up a business that was and is, you know, a great addition to our community, something that was needed. The angel numbers, you know, make me pause and set intention in my life. My gut feeling has led me to trust it more and be better in like hiring decisions that I've made in the businesses that I've led. It seems like when we trust our intuition, good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get better? How do we get better at it? I mean, I'm taking what you said, and I'm not just going to think about the gut feeling. I'm going to really like see how it shows up like physically in my body. I love what you said about your friend and how she has a voice. I wish mine was a voice because I would understand that better. Mm-hmm. But how, do you have any tips on how to get better at finding it?
So yeah, I think that intuition is, it's a sneaky thing, and in today's world where we're moving so quickly, a lot of us just don't take the time to listen closely. And so for me, I would say the biggest thing to do is to make space. I think we all have a strong intuition, and whether we use it or not is, you know, up to us, but I think it's making mental space for your intuition to sort of fill, you know, to fill that space and speak to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you say? How can somebody get better?
Slow down. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think we're just moving so fast in our lives that if we would slow down. I know that's easier said than done, but even just for part of your day and pay attention to even, I love the examples that you gave, like pay attention to nature, pay attention to a song that comes on the radio, pay attention to maybe a conversation that you overheard. I think the only way that that happens is if you slow down, right? If you're quiet and listening for it. And why not, right? You know, I love that example you gave of getting in the car and you turn on the radio and it's a song that you just needed to hear, right? Whether that has any meaning or not, and whether or not you're buying into our conversation today on intuition, just enjoy the song, right? You know, just slow down and enjoy the song, right? Maybe I'll get a bumper sticker that says that.
Make me one too. I love it. Maybe I'll brand it for us. I don't know. I'll get distracted and miss podcasting next time. So I think that if there were three immediate things that I would say that anyone who might be listening to this could do right away.
I love a list.
See, here we go. I can give the list.
I just can't
like follow it myself.
Okay, I'm taking notes. Go.
Okay, so I would, but a lot of them I think you've said. I think that it would be tuning into your first response. You know, whatever comes up first for you when you are posed with a question or decision, tune into what your body is saying right away. Feel what it feels like in your body. So, and that could be like a physical feeling. It could also be an emotion, right? Like what emotions are tied to your intuition, right? And where physically do you feel it in your body? And then make space. So whether you're practicing mindfulness, whether you're meditating for 5 or 30 minutes a day, I think slowing down fits in, you know, right there with that. Maybe it is just like taking a walk outside and not calling somebody or listening to a productivity podcast, right? Like just pay attention to the birds and the leaves and the trees and I think if you want to take it a step further into the land of woo, my favorite tool for developing intuition is tarot cards.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. Maybe
will
someday
you read mine?
Yes. Yeah, I think, but it's like, it's so fun because you can pull them yourself. And you know, it's just a matter of like tuning in intuitively to see which cards, you know, you think you should pull. And then, you know, they all come with a little book that describes what each of the cards means. So you pose a question to yourself, you figure out how you want to pull your cards, whether you want to feel them or just go with like a pattern. And then you just read what it means and see if it resonates. So
okay, so in typical take it off fashion, I feel like, okay, so if tarot cards are not your thing, I'm gonna provide the, I need a word for what mine is. Like, you're the woo, and I love that. Like, what am I?
Oh,
like,
gosh. I know, we need to think about that.
Okay, so the Julie version would be, because I'm on the side of, you know, looking around me, looking outside of me, what I have to remind myself of and what my takeaway would be from this conversation is, like, I'm enough, right? Because similarly to intention, growth is a core value of mine. And I'll just share, you know, as I was starting my business, I didn't think I was ready yet because I didn't have an MBA. I didn't have a certification. And it took me really looking inside, looking at my unique experiences and what makes me special, you know, what are the gifts that I was put on this earth to share, right? To say, you know what, I'm ready and I do have enough to share. And if it can be of value to somebody, then, you know, shame on me for not putting it out there. And that's something that I have to remind myself of daily. And I would just share that if other people are feeling that, trust your intuition, look inside, you've got great things to share.
Yeah, that's so funny. So I feel like it all kind of comes full circle. I think I mentioned before a tarot reading that I had done for myself, like just for fun. And the, I was trying to overcome, you know, what do I need in my business? Like what, you know, what certification do I need next? Like, But my whole like reading for myself came down to self-trust. And so it's just like tuning into yourself and having the confidence in yourself to just show up, because, you know, we all have something to offer and
yeah.
we're not helping anybody when we keep it to ourselves. So.
Right. Yeah.
So what are you taking off this week?
I'm going to listen to my gut on this one. Take what I've learned over the past, you know, half an hour or so. I have been on this like jet setting journey, traveling a lot, which has all been really great and I'm grateful for and have really enjoyed it. But next week, I'm taking all of that off. I am just going to listen to my gut, and my gut is telling me that I should be home and present, and I'm going to try to find joy in the little things. And also I'm going to make space for the universe to tell me what tattoo I should get, because I'm a little envious of your tattoo and how beautiful it is and the whole, how it speaks to you. Mm. And I'm still waiting. So maybe if I put it out into the universe
yes.
and sit with myself, it'll come to me.
I feel hopeful. I think it's
going
to happen.
Thank you. Okay.
I love it.
Stay tuned. What are you taking off this week?
What am I taking off? So just as is the balance to life,
yes.
I think you've rubbed off on me in this conversation.
Okay. Okay.
And I think my tardiness today was a great wake-up call. I know when I've gone too far into letting my intuition guide me, I start to, you know, be late for things and just get lost in the world of the things that I love to create. By the way, the last time I was at this point where I was ready to, like, do the work that I don't want to do,
yeah.
I decided that my intuition told me that I had one more course that I needed to build out. And so I spent like another, you know, month around the clock just building
yeah.
the course. So this time I'm really doing it.
Okay.
I am,
okay.
I guess I'm, it's more like trying on. Maybe I'm not taking it off. I'm trying on a little more structure.
Okay.
And this week I'm going to do the work that I don't want to do. I'm going to make space for the intuitively led work that I want to do, but I need to be a little bit more intentional this week. So
okay.
there's always balance in life, right? We're here telling you that you need to bring intuition into your life, but balance is a very necessary thing.
Yeah. Well, if you need an external nudge, just let me know and I'll keep you in line.
make a little checkbox on your to-do
I will,
list to follow
I will.
Up with me. I love it. Okay, do that, please.
I will. All right.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye.